Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day, y'all, that the Lord has kept us. And how many know that he didn't have to do it, but he did? I'm glad he did. Aren't you glad that he kept you another day? Excuse me. Blood running warm in your vein. Activities of your limb. Closed in your right mind. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, what a blessing. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. You know? And somebody can't move on their own this morning. Oh, my God. We should never forget our blessings. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall what? Continually be in my mouth. So whatever state you find yourself in, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, I bless his holy name. Because where you are is not where you can stay if you just trust God. Believe him to be your healer. Believe him to be your doctor, your lawyer in the courtroom. Believe him to be everything that you need God to be on today. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to deliver you out of anything. He's able to do anything but fail. But fail if you trust him. The Bible says if you trust him and never doubt, God will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Whatever your care is this morning, whatever you're going through this morning, wherever the devil try to bring in discouragement, don't receive it. Read the word of God and it give you that peace that surpasses your own understanding. Oh yeah. So I run to the rock. Run to the rock. On my salvation, yes. Yes, that's where I run. I run to the rock of my salvation. When you don't understand things and seem like everything chaotic and seem like just confusion and just so much going on sometimes, like the enemy just rushing in on you like a flood. But God won't let the water overtake you. When it come in like a flood, but God will raise up a standard. He raise up the wall. He raise up the standard. Raise up a standard against the hands of the enemy. And no weapon on today that's formed against you shall prosper on today. If you can believe God, if you can trust God. When you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. When you feel like you're all alone, don't know which way to turn, try Jesus. His word says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Friends may come and friends may go, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I thank God for that this morning. Thank God for Jesus in my life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. This morning we enter in with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise this morning. We're thankful unto you. We bless your holy and righteous name on today, oh God. Thank you for watching over our families while they slumbered and slept. Thank you for raising us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you. We take nothing for granted on today, oh God. We give your name the glory and the praises due only to you, the true and living God. I pray that you'll think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay on today. Help me to make a difference every time I speak, oh God. Help me to make a difference in somebody's life in these last and evil days. I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We pray for our families on today, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, our husband and wife. We pray for them on today. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. As I said, it's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. There was a song that said he didn't have to do it, but he did. It didn't have to save me, but he did. Didn't have to heal me, but he did. Can you think of anything, but he did? Oh, yes, kept back the hands of death. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Start us on our way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, I'm so glad that he did. Oh, yes. I tell you, I just thank God this morning. As I say, it's always so much going on around about us from day to day, and it's getting worse and worse as the time draws closer to Jesus coming. And he promised and he showed us through his word that these times would come. So, and he prepared us. So, you know, it ain't like he came in on us like a thief that we didn't know, because we were watching and praying. See, a thief only comes to those that are not aware, not watching, not praying. Then the enemy can come in on you like a thief. But those that are prepared, oh no, the thief can't come in on you. On today, we just thank God for healing our bodies and keeping us. We just thank him on today. I can't thank him enough. The song says, I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I don't know about you. You can't tell it. Let me tell it. What he's done for me. But I can truly say I know that he's done so much for all of us. We should look back over our lives and say, Lord, I thank you. Because if it had not been for him, where would you be this morning? What would you do without the Lord? Couldn't breathe, couldn't move. What have you been without the Lord this morning? Well, anyway, you know, I just get so excited when I just think of the goodness of Jesus. As I said, and all he's done and doing for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. You might say, well, you already said that. Well, you can't say it too much. Jordan, the Lord gave me, the world can give it, and the world can't take it away. Don't let the devil take your joy. He can only take what you give him. Don't give it to him this morning. But anyway, we're going to talk about familiar spirits. And then y'all say, well, why is she always talking about all these things? Because you need to be aware of the times we're living in. You need to be aware of what's taking place. The Bible says you have eyes and cannot see and ears and cannot hear. The Bible says my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. For things that you don't investigate, you don't study and see. You know, what's taking place around about you. Y'all can't see the changes. You can't see that everything has turned upside down, inside out over the years. That things are not the same. People are not the same. Places are not the same. Come on. God's word, the Bible, is the only book on the face of the earth that's telling us all these things that we see take place and unfolding right in front of your eyes. The Bible said the handwriting is on the wall. The handwriting is on the wall. And if you really look with your spirit, you can see that the handwriting is on the wall and what's taking place. As I say, I'm talking about familiar spirits because, see, a lot of people don't understand the place you're in right now. You know, it's because of stuff that people dabble into things. You know, not paying attention to things you get involved in. You know, maybe known and sometimes unknown. Dabbling into things that the Word of God told us not to. And I told you that this world, because of witchcraft, you know, and spells and stuff all around about us. That's why violence fell in the land. That's why families killing one another, you know. That's why we got all this violence filling the land. You know, as I always tell y'all Genesis, go back, Genesis 6 and verse 5 tells you about what's taking place right now. The Bible says every wicked imagination of man's heart was continuously, meaning nonstop, was violent. And violence fell in the land. Some gruesome stuff we are hearing today. I mean some gruesome stuff. Stuff that you would not imagine. Can you imagine the other day? I might have said it the other day. That the lady, how in the world you going to get a microwave confused with a crib? Tell me that. You had to have some type of substance or something in your body to make you delusional to think that the microwave, put your baby in a microwave versus a crib. Got to be out of your mind. That's what the Bible talking about. Every wicked imagination, y'all. There's some gruesome stuff. People decapitating people's heads and shooting and cutting them up and all this gruesome stuff. Gruesome stuff. Stuff that people don't open themselves up to. The Bible says rebellion is as a form of witchcraft. This nation has opened up the door. I tell you, every foul spirit, every wicked spirit, every antichrist spirit is among us right now because of stuff that people have got involved in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what's going on. Familiar spirits is demon spirits. Demonic spirits. A demon. Demon spirits. Who possess like psychic mediums. Surrounding themselves, his or her, because whether you might be a man or you might be a woman, so his or her spirit or free will. The Bible said that God has given every man free will. So you had to give your will over to these demonic spirits in order for them to, to assist you in whatever you want done. Oh, yeah. Familiar spirit. You open yourself up as deception. Deceiving spirits. Yeah, taking over. Taking over your mind, body, and soul. And as I told y'all, when you read the word of God, it tells us, don't dabble. Don't get into this stuff. Don't get into all these astrologies and, pagan gods and worshiping other gods and worshiping idols. And oh my God, America has opened the door, y'all. That's why we got all this stuff going on. Oh my God, it's so much going on in this nation that has forgotten God. Need to repent. The Bible says repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's close, y'all. Jesus could return at any moment. Don't nobody know when he's coming. But one thing for sure, we know he's coming. And one thing for sure, we know that people are leaving here every minute, every second. To me, that's him coming. Every minute, every second, somebody's dying. And somebody being born. Every minute, every second. But anyway, demonic spirits is all among us. That's why we got so much violence every day on the news. Somebody done killed somebody. Somebody done raped somebody. Sex trafficking, and it's just so many things are taking place. It's worse now than ever. Not that these things ain't been going on all the time, but it's getting worse and worse and worse, like the Bible said. as we get closer to the end time. But it's because of people dabbling. It's so disturbing when I see stuff and I hear things and people don't change over the course of years. I mean, what you used to thought was wrong is right now. And what you thought was, you know, good is now evil. And what you used to call evil is now good. Everything been turned inside out, backwards. Backwards. Upside down. It's like an hourglass. It's been turned upside down. Everything just turned upside down. Now, familiar spirits, I'm giving you the definition. It says a spiritual, let me get over here by this light because I can't see. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning. I got up early seeking the Lord. It says seek him early. Early will I seek thee, O Lord. Got to get up early and get along with God. Sometimes you say, well, I ain't got time. I was rushing out of the house this morning. I ain't had time to pray and I ain't had time to read my word. Oh, yes. Well, then that means you need to get up earlier. Set your clock. Get up earlier. Spend time with God before you get out and go in the street, before you leave your home. Get up and pray. Ask God for his blessings over you and your family for that day. You know, get up, Lord, I thank you for when your eyes pop open. Lord, I thank you for even me to see another day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Get up and pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray. Before you leave the house, Lord, give us road mercy up and down the dangers, highways and byways. Keep us, Jesus, from seen and unseen danger. Go with us throughout the day, oh God. You know, protect us. Show us what to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say, where to go and where not to go. Ask God to lead you and guide you throughout your day. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I didn't know I was going to sell that, but anyway, God knows what we need, okay? He knows what we need. I don't know, but he knows what we need. Well, anyway, the definition for familiar spirits, which is what we're seeing today, people dabbling. It's a supernatural spirit of demons supposed to attend on or serve a person. They are demon spirits who possess psychic mediums. The medium surround his or her will open to those demon spirits in order to enlist their assistance in giving desires and answers to their questions. These demonic spirits imitates. The desire, wait a minute, I'm going back over the same thing, imitate the deceased relative or friends, and they give fake messages which falsely comfort those who are mixed up and confused already. The demon spirits make predictions and give others supposed message, okay? Now, when I was thinking about that, I got to thinking back when I was a child. I had went to visit my aunt, one of my aunts. I had four of them, or three of them, because my mama was one of them that made four. But anyway, my aunt, she wasn't my aunt. But I had three aunts, and I went to visit one of my aunts, and it was a disturbing time, but I never forgot it because when I was reading about these familiar spirits, it took my mind back. So when I had visited her and her husband had just passed because he was driving a bulldozer and somehow it capsized and turned over and it crushed him to death. And my aunt had a lot of kids. Matter of fact, all my aunts had a lot of kids, all but my mama. But my aunt had a lot of kids. And she had just lost her husband. But staying with her, I noticed that, you know, she was saying that, well, it was a clock on the wall. And I remember her saying that the clock was moving and it was her husband. I was in there moving the clock and moving stuff around and she was talking. And I was like, oh my God, it scared me. Of course, I wasn't saved. I was a child. It was so disturbing to me. But it never left my mind. But before this, the same aunt, she had lost a son. He had drowned. And I remember they said, because I wasn't here, wasn't living here where the area I'm living in now. And so I was like, they said that when she found out that he had drowned, she was out to the site where he, you know, they called her and she went out to the site where he was. She passed out. And her other son, another one of her sons, was trying to help save his brother. Both of them could swim. But he got into a sunk hole and, you know, and it took him down. And his brother was trying to help him, you know, save him. But, and another friend, and I guess they pulled like, it was like a chain. So they was going to try to help pull him out of the water. But he was taking them down, so they had to let him go. So I can imagine my cousin, you know, had to deal with that mentally. But the loss of his brother trying to save him. But my aunt, I noticed over the years, I would just watch her. And she was in the church. You know, she went to church. And just said she was saved and stuff, you know. But over the course of the years, I noticed that she was in the church, but I believe she was bitter. You know, I just sensed that she was just bitter about all the things that had taken place in her life that she didn't quite understand because she was young when she lost her husband. And she had like maybe 6 or 7 boys and a daughter at that time. You know, she had lost a lot of other kids, you know. She had twins and then she lost one and one lived. Or, you know, she was just having, you know, back then, you know, a lot of women were having babies back to back. You know, they had a lot of children. People had a lot of children. Years ago, they had 16 and 20 children and sometimes 24. And I'm like, oh my God. My mom, she didn't have only 2. Of course, my daddy, now he had some outsiders, but my mom only had 2 kids, but all her sisters had a lot of kids. One of my aunts had like 10 kids, and the other one, I mean, they just had a lot of kids. But anyway, my aunt, I would hear her say, you know, stuff like, you know, stuff is moving, and the person that had died, like I said, was her husband and stuff, so sometimes we open up ourselves, you know, to voices, you know, and not the voice of Christ. You know, we can get confused. It's so important that we, you know, we read our Bible so we can understand, you know, some doors that we've opened up in our life. Sometimes we don't realize that, you know, because we're born in sin. And by you being, you know, born in sin, you're already open for more demonic spirits to, you know, to take over your body. That's why people can kill people like they do and tapicate people's heads off. And you, I mean, your mind, you don't invite other demonic spirits. The Bible said in Revelation 12, and 9, you know, talks about Satan was cast out to the earth. He, you know, he's cast out to the earth. He's going to and fro. He got many names. He's called Satan. He's called the devil. He's called the serpent. Satan got many names, y'all. He's working. And a lot of things we open the doors to. Like I always say, you have to teach a child how to be bad. They born with that sin nature. You got to teach us how to be good. All of us came with that sin nature because of rebellion. See, rebellion is what brought in all these spirits that we're dealing with astrology and witchcraft and familiar spirits and you know, all this stuff. These doors was open because of disobedience and rebellion. The Bible said rebellion is as the form of witchcraft, y'all. And because this nation has opened the doors and let every spirit come in and forgotten God, that's why we got all these spirits that's taking over. And everything's set up for the Antichrist. All this stuff is Antichrist against Christ. Against Christ's word. Y'all might get tired of hearing me say these things, but I'm trying to help you to see what's taking place in the earth today. Yeah. Trying to help you to see. Every demonic, the foul spirit. It's working because of stuff that we open ourselves up to. As I just read, you know, it said from a familiar spirits, of dead loved ones. Y'all, I ain't never seen in my life, 48 years, I never seen the church in the state it's in now. Even the world. I mean, things that we thought was wrong, y'all. Y'all doing it now. Y'all doing it and calling it right. Talking to your dead loved one. Going to the grave. And these were things that the Chinese and Japanese and, you know, Japan and all them other countries was doing. And we thought that they had a problem. But now it's becoming the norm for America. It's becoming the norm. Things we thought was wrong are now right. Talking to your dead loved ones. God told us don't do that. Familiar spirits. Buying them cards and saying happy birthday. Oh my God. Taking food to the grave and laying all on the tombstone. Oh, we got to get this right, y'all. Got to get this right. The Bible says in Acts 16 and 16, there was a girl that had a familiar spirit. Read the Bible. And these familiar spirit would not be conjured up many times, counterfeit, demonstrated through ventriloquists. Y'all remember the ventriloquists? These things that people used to act like they were talking with their mouth closed, you know, like be a man with a dummy. They made some of these dummies out of bottles and you put a cloth over it and act like you're talking. Act like that your head, you know, your animal or your whatever you had was talking. And these people would do these things with their mouth closed. Y'all remember that? They used to do it for entertainment. You know, like comedians and stuff, they would have a doll and they sit there and you think that person is talking with his hand, you know, made a little puppet. Y'all remember that? And they could do it with their mouth closed. And you were like, how that man talking like that with his mouth closed? You don't see his mouth moving. That's deception. That's what the devil was doing, bringing in deception and illusion to make you think that person's hand is talking. You know, the little puppet they got made is talking to you. Oh, my God. I was thinking back over that stuff. I said, Lord, for years people have opened up these doors for familiar spirits. Yeah. They come from the pits of hell, y'all. Familiar spirits coming from the pits of hell. God told us don't do that. Don't do that. And God ain't gonna tolerate with all this occult stuff that people doing pagan stuff. Oh my God. All occult practices and teaching and the theology are from Satan. It's from the devil, y'all. It is. I want you to listen and say, list below is 12 heathen practices which were still carried out and connected to demons today. Familiar spirits. All who forsaken God and seek help from these demons will be destroyed unless you're willingly to repent. This nation need to repent. Turn away from this stuff, y'all. Turn away. This shouldn't be your interest, talking to the dead. It's the ones that's here you need to be ministering to, not the dead. Here goes some of the names on the familiar spirits: enchantment, magic, art, witchcraft, sorcery, soothsaying, divination, fortune telling, wizards, and witches. Wizard is a man, witches is a woman, female. Necromancy, that's fortune telling. Communicating with the dead person. Y'all talking to your dead loved one. Buying birthday cards and putting flowers and candy. Oh my God. We got to get this stuff right. Magic and charms to put a spell on the hypnotic state. Prognostication. To tell the future by omen and signs. Observing of time. Foretelling the future by watching the clouds. A flock of birds. And lucky, you know, some of the lucky charms, you know. Astrology. Stargazing. Foretelling the future by stars and moon and planet. Come on, y'all. God said in Leviticus 19:31. He said, regard not them. We're familiar with spirits of mediums. Let's read it. It said, and the soul or the person that turns after these familiar spirits. And after wizard to go and whoring after them, I, God, will even set my face against that soul. He said he turned his face against you. And will cut him off. He cut you off, separate you from him, among his people. Now Leviticus 20:6 says, a man also or a woman has a familiar spirit, or a wizard shall surely be put to death. Be externally separated from God. They shall stone them, and their blood should be upon them. That was Leviticus 20:27. Now that was in the Old Testament. But God had given a chance to get it right. But there's people that's practicing witchcraft right now. He giving you a chance right now. To repent, to turn away, to stop. Stop your mess. You want to know why your house upside down, your children, you know, doing some in and everything, but the right thing? Because prayer is gone. out of your house and you inviting other spirits in your house. The Bible said King Manasseh of Judah used mediums with familiar spirits and committed numerous of sin to anger God. We don't want to anger God, do we? We don't want to anger God. Here are some of the chapters you need to read. 2 Kings 21, verses 6 and 2. Chronicles chapter 33. It says, Uzziah put away all the works with familiar spirits and wizards and idol worship in Judah and in Jerusalem. Read 2 Kings 23 and 24. It says, these eight pagan practices were forbidden in Israel and are still forbidden today, y'all. Forbidden why? By God. It said, there shall be not found among you any one who maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, meaning fortune telling, or observer of time, or enchantment, or witch or charmer using charms on others, or consulted with familiar spirit. A medium goes into trance and conjure up demons who will talk through his or her voice and send messages to the living, or wizard or necromancer, meaning communicating with the dead. For all of these things are abomination unto the Lord. And because of their abomination, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from amongst there. This is Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 and 12. So God commanded us not to do this, y'all. Not to get involved with familiar spirits. He said that these things belong to Satan. Yeah. He said, why seeking God, you know, for your troubles from the dead? Why are you seeking God from the dead? God has got all the answers you need through his word. He loves you. But Satan hates you. He wants to kill you. He wants you to go to hell. Read Isaiah 8, verses 19, 22, and 19 and 3. Chapter. Isaiah 8, verse 19 and 22. And Isaiah 19, chapter and 3rd verse. Yeah. Do you not know that the voices from familiar spirit come from the grave of the wicked dead? Isaiah 29 and 4. The wicked dead. Do you know these voices from familiar spirits come from the grave of the wicked dead? Isaiah 29 verses 4. The fact that all cult practices and this increase in the end time prophecy about the last days before Jesus could return, it's in here. 1 Timothy 4 and 1 and 2, Matthew chapter 24, Revelation chapter. Chapter 13, Revelation chapter 16, and chapter 20. Now 1 Timothy 4 and 3 and 4 said, For the time will come, the time will come when you will not endure sound doctrine. That means sound teaching. But after their own lust, they shall heed sales teachers have an itching ear. That's all we see today. You know what itching ear is? What you want to hear. Not what you need to hear, but what you want to hear. Have itching ear. And they shall turn away from their, I can't see. Turn away their ears from the truth of God. And shall turn into fables. That's lies. Untrue. The Bible said, what will happen to people who come up mediums with familiar spirits, and those people who are possessed with familiar spirits? They will be destroyed along with Satan and his demons unless they will repent and forsake this bad practice. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8 and verse 12. So it's 8 through 12. It says, and then, let me get up here. I can't see some of these words small, there's some big. Let me see. Okay, I'm getting over here to the slide now. It says, where am I at? And then shall the wicked, talking about Antichrist, be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him, the Antichrist, who cometh after the working of Satan, with all powers and signs and wonders, and lying wonders, and with all deceivable of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, or receive God's word, they might be saved, that they might be saved. And for this cause, or this reason, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should what? Believe a lie, that they all might be damned to believe if not the truth. What's the truth? God's word. It says in Peter chapter 22 says, to gain better understanding about how much God hates everything to do with this sin, which includes all cult practices, where to read 2 Peter chapter 2. If you are a believer in any occult practices or you have familiar spirits, ask God to forgive you, come in your heart, save you, cleanse you. Ask him, say, Lord, I want to be born again. I want to spend eternity with you, Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. Talk to him. But that's what I'm saying. So much stuff is happening there because of these familiar spirits. Oh, my God. Help us, Jesus. Help us. Oh, my God. He wants to help you. He wants to save us from all of these demonic things. He wants to have a healthy relationship with him. Oh, yes. Now, here's how we can have a healthy relationship. Get out of them familiar spirits. Stop talking to the dead. Stop talking to your auntie and cousin and friends and all that. And going to the graveyard and telling them happy birthday and they can't hear it. Y'all thought that those Chinese folks had a problem. They sitting there with a Buddha that don't talk, don't hear, don't move, don't do nothing. And they got food sitting around, sitting around a Buddha, a statue, an idol. Come on, y'all, we got to get back. This nation better repent fast. going down fast. If you want to pursue a happy, healthy life in Christ, you need to get back in the Word. Now, this is what you need to do. Let's go to Psalms 34, verses 1 through 4. It said, I will bless the Lord what in all time. Come on. And his praises shall what? Continually be in my mouth. That means constantly. I'm going to bless the Lord no matter what I'm going through. Second verse said, my soul shall make her boast. I'm going to brag about the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. We brag about everything but God's goodness and what he done for us. We brag about our house, our clothes, you know, our shoes, our job, our children. We brag about everything but Jesus. Come on. So you can have a healthy life. Come on, brag about Jesus, how good he's been to you. How he brought you out, how he healed your body, how he saved your soul, how he made you whole. Come on. You want a healthy life. All this other stuff going down, but the word of God, your house, your clothes, you know, your relationship, everything going down but God's word. Listen, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. I'm going to brag about Jesus. Said the humble shall hear thereof and what be glad. I'm glad about what he's done. I'm glad how he kept me, how he brought me, how he saved me, how he delivered me out of my sin. How I used to drink and smoke and do some of everything that the enemy had me to do. No familiar spirits was using me, but God. Verse 3 said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, magnify the Lord with me this morning. Come on, tell him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Kept you from seeing and not seeing danger. Tell him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on. Let's magnify him together. Come on, let's lift him up together. Come on, let's praise him together. And let us at once exalt his name together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. You're wonderful, mighty counselor. Oh, God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. Oh, yes. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord. I sought him, y'all. I seek after him. Sought the Lord and what? He heard me. He'll hear you today. Oh, yes. He's not a respectful person. You know, you might have a friend and your friend don't like your friend, but they like you. Or you might have a friend that you don't like their friend, but oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he what? Delivered me from all my fears. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for delivering me from all my fears. Oh, yes. This is how you get a healthy relationship. When you seek him, seek his first face. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. As I always say, I'm not no pastor. I'm not no preacher. I may make mistakes, you know, in here. But y'all know what I'm saying. Read your Bible for yourself. That'll make you seek God even more. So you make sure I'm saying the right thing. Matthew 4 and 23 says, and Jesus went out about in Galilee, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What are these preachers doing today? They ain't preaching the gospel of the kingdom. They preaching prosperity, get your house, get your car, you know, get into real estate, make money. You know, it's the money God now. Take your eyes off of God and put your eyes on yourself and what you can get and what you can have and, you know, and your best life now and all that kind of stuff. No. Mm-mm. We're supposed to be teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness. Oh, my God, so much sickness and diseases, y'all. Oh, my God. It ain't just COVID and AIDS. I mean, it's some stuff out here. He said, but this is what the word of God does. It heals us. It'll heal you. Heal your body. You've been sick and God healed you. That's what the word does. It's healing. all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. That's what God's word does when you have faith enough to believe and trust his word. Proverbs 4 and 20 and 23. This is how you can get healthy. I'm telling you how you get healthy. This is the best health and wealth that you need, right? Here's God's word. It won't do like money. You know, that's going down, but God's word is going to remain the same. It's not going down. Everything going down but his word. Excuse me. Like I said, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. Proverbs 4 and 20 and 23 said, my child, attend to my word. Incline your ears unto me. Come on. Listen to him, he said. My child, attend to my word. Get in God's word and incline your ears unto his saying, what he had to say. When you read his word, it tells us what God has to say to us. It leads and guides us. It shows us the do's and don'ts. It shows us the right from wrong. It shows us the holy from the unholy. It says, keep them in the midst of thy heart. Keep God's word in the midst of thy heart. Let them not depart from your eyes. Don't let the word depart from your eyes. I read my Bible. The Bible said, give us our daily bread every day. Just like you feed your physical body, you need to feed your spiritual body. The word of God. You don't let your physical body starve. You shouldn't let your spiritual body starve either. Read God's word. It will help you. Except for they are life unto them that find it. It's going to be life to you. And help to all your flesh. And help to your flesh. Lord, I thank you. Yeah, because I know sometimes my body be feeling achy and pain. And I just call on Jesus until the pain removed. I trust God to heal me. I trust God, you know. Trust his word. He said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I said, okay, Lord. I believe you. I'm trusting you. He said, keep thy heart with all diligence. All diligence. For out of it is the issues of life. Then we go to Proverbs 12 and 17 and 18. It said, he who speaketh truth declareth righteousness. Come on, y'all. He wants to do the right thing. Get rid of those familiar spirits. Get rid of all these demonic things that activities we getting ourselves in to going to the psychic, asking them, you know, look. I heard somebody say, well, they were going to a psychic and ask them what number to play or something with. Don't you know if they knew the number to make all that money they wouldn't get to you? They was getting the number and get it themselves. They not God. No, they not all knowing. The Bible says, and he speaketh truth, declareth righteousness, but the false witness. A false witness, what? Deceit. It said, there is one who speak like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promote health. We want to promote health to you. God's word will give you health. It will help you. Oh, yes, it will help you. Psalms 91 and 1 through 2, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Best place and the safest place in the whole wide world is being God's will. And his will is his word, y'all. That's why the devil don't want you to read God's word, because he knows that it's going to promote health to you and life to you and strength to you and obedience to you. It said, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge. He's your refuge. Like I said, the safest place to be is in the will of God. He's our refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Can't trust no man. Y'all see I up here, everybody, TDJ, like he God. Now, oh, have mercy. Then he got a big scandal out on him. The Bible said, don't let your good works be evil spoken of. So the bishop must be blameless. Don't sound like you're blameless now. Proverbs 16:24. It says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb. Come on, y'all. Y'all like honey? Pleasant words. Your words. You should be speaking kind words to people. Being good to people. Respecting people. It's a pleasant word. Or as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. That's what I want my word to be to you today. When you speak the word of truth, God's word can be a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to our bone. That's what we need. That sounds like you be healthy and whole. Last chapter is 3 John chapter 2. It said, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. And it will, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. I know it ain't nothing but the devil. That's more just God. He's just trying to make me so tired. But anyway, I thank God for his word this morning. It's a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for your word on today. God, I pray that you touch hearts, minister to them in a special way. God, help us be in a hurry for our soul, God. We know that you're soon to come and you're coming back for a ready church. Lord, I pray that we'll get back in your will. We'll repent. Every one of us repent and turn from our wicked ways. Then your word said you will hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal this land. Oh my God, we pray for America. We pray for this nation that forsaken you. We pray for our schools and we pray for our court system. And we just pray for our homes and we just pray, oh God. For those that stand in need of prayer on today, we pray that you will minister to us all in a special way. Help us again in a hurry for our soul. For you're soon to come, oh God. And we want to be that ready church. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil defeated, God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh yes, God bless you. Ready church, be ready.
All right, and they both took a bite, and all. with my whole heart worship you. Lift my hands and give you praise. Promise you that for my whole heart,
and with my whole heart worship you. Lift my hands and give you praise.
Promise you that for always.
Promise you that for always.
I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. With my whole heart worship you.